hard rocking.
Woo!
Yeah. Oh my god. Don't you just wish we were on some like all dude rocker 2001, 2002. We were opening with that every day.
It's always my dream to be in an all dude rocker.
Oh yeah. Ba-dum-ching. Early 2000s, just chicks dildoing themselves all over the studio.
Oh god.
Just like 50th caller to gets to come in and bang herself with a Heineken and get a hell of a yeast infection and Godsmack tickets. God. We were born too late, my friend.
We were.
You're over there. You're like, why not us? Why can't we be doing that?
Yeah, we should be.
Yeah, I know.
In fact, I'm bringing a girl in later.
Really?
Yeah.
You're like, but it's with a bottle of Jameson.
Yes.
Just going to dry her out. No no yeast-a-rooski.
She's actually going to suck it up her vagina.
Whoa.
That's how the Irish do it.
Oh, man, I thought that was a Roman thing. When you're too drunk to hold it down on the one end, you just sat down on the wine bottle and did it with the other. All right. It is Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. She's Eva Crickshin.
Hello.
So in case you were ever thinking of hiring us for anything, now you won't be. Glad that's done. Show's website is inpapasbasement.com. And again, the show's name, Papa's Basement. I know I mentioned that already, but just being safe. We've got every episode we've ever done archived on the website. You can also find us on iTunes and Stitcher.
Mm-hmm.
In theory, you can write an iTunes review for us that helps our ranking. But
in theory.
Yeah, you know, I guess we're supposed to be part of the cult of Apple and be like, ah, Steve Jobs, you know, he could have massaged his cancery liver and cured it. That's how smart he was. And guess what? It's really hard to do the review thing.
There wasn't an app for that?
No.
For cancer.
Exactly. I hold the phone against my tumor and, oh, wait, I'm dead.
Yeah.
That's how the movie ends, actually. Both the Ashton Kutcher version and who's the other Jobs?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, it's Denzel Washington's son. I forget his name.
Yeah.
They went in a really avant-garde way with it.
Yeah.
He's on Ballers. But, yeah, that kid. He's Steve Jobs. It's an amazing thing.
I'm just imagining him with the Steve Jobs 70s haircut.
Yeah, I'll just he would look like Andre 3000 as Dookie, I believe, in the Hey Ya video.
Yeah.
Just the long straight pimp hair on either side.
Yeah.
Don't you miss that? Don't you miss brothers just getting long straight hair?
Yes.
Oh my god. Looking like a member of like a 70s prog rock band, but very tan. Emerson, Lake, Palmer, and Watson.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh.
Big week.
Big week.
Big week. Lots happened.
Lots of lots.
So much to get to in the news, Robin.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh.
But before we proceed, mm-hmm. there was not just a correction, but an elaboration upon last week's episode, I think it was.
Okay.
A listener who wishes to remain nameless.
Okay.
Good listener. Good man. Thick beard. You can trust him.
Okay.
He hit me up on Facebook right before we recorded this episode, actually, and told me, hold on, let me get your levels real fast.
Okay.
I haven't done this in like 3 years easily, taking the levels on air, where I'm like, okay. I'm worried that I messed up the levels, but we didn't take them before
no, we
the
didn't.
Show. So he contacts me.
Yes.
And he says, on the episode I'm listening to now, when you talked about, Eve and I went to the same high school, Chantilly High.
Right.
And there was a teacher in the school by the name of, you said, Senora Rodriguez Haddock? Was it a hyphen name?
I didn't know her name.
Senora Rodriguez.
I know she was a Haddock. Yeah.
Yes. She was Rodriguez hyphen Haddock.
Okay.
And we talked about how we had one of those, she was one of the sexy teachers.
Yeah.
I mean, she wasn't that sexy, but she banged one of the students.
Right.
Michael Cornicelli. Oh! Just gotta say, anytime you say an Italian name,
you have to.
Pretty much have to deliver it like Andrew Dice Clay would.
It's Mario.
Or that.
We
got two options in this world. We're not. See, we're not bigoted.
No.
And he said, you only got half of the story.
Oh.
It wasn't that she had sex with just Mike. She got Eiffel Towered by Mike and another male student.
What's Eiffel Towered?
That is where the woman is placed on all fours.
Okay.
And both guys go in. And then, well, I'm not saying they actually completed the construction of the Eiffel Tower.
Oh.
But then you do like a high five.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like the Pearl Jam Alive t-shirt, the guy with like the stick figure with just his hands out. You do that.
She did that?
She got DP'd. I'm not saying, again, that the Eiffel Tower was completed above her.
Right. Oh my God.
But she, yeah, she was mostly airtight.
Well, I'm really glad that he clarified that.
Yes.
I'm sorry I got that wrong, listeners.
Because Miguel lived down like three houses down from him as kids, and so he got the
You
the
just
straight.
Said his name. I thought you said you wanted him to remain nameless.
No, I was saying Michael as Miguel. To Spanish it up.
Got it.
I did not reveal my source.
Okay. Well, when on the car ride home, you're going to have to tell me.
Of course.
Is it someone I know?
Yeah, we've mentioned him on the show before.
Okay.
He just this time, he's like, don't include my name. Like, fair enough.
Okay.
So we had a teacher, yeah, not only, I think that.
I bet I know who it is.
10 years ago, you know, I had, or 15, Christ, oh God, we're old. 20 years ago when this happened.
Right.
Kill me now.
We're old.
20 years ago, had the internet been what it is now, instead of logging in and hearing, you've got mail. And had it been the viral mess that it is now of like kitten videos and Donald Trump said a bad word, kill him. this would have been huge. Our sleepy little school would have been on the map and then some. Because I don't know of a lot of these sex teachers getting goddamn T-boned.
No, I don't.
So we would have taken the crown.
And oh, our sleepy little school was in the news a few years later, but we won't mention that.
Oh, I forgot that. Which one was this?
Wolf. Justin Wolf.
Oh, yeah.
We were on, like, Dateline.
Yes, when I went to Cub Scouts with a convicted murderer. What do you want me to say? I think...
When my brother played basketball with
I remember
a man on death row.
I remember him telling a story about how he farted loudly and his mom reprimanded him because he woke up the baby with his flatulence.
Hilaire.
Later, he ordered the murder of a man, allegedly.
Allegedly.
I don't know if I believe it, but he is serving time in Virginia.
Allegedly.
Virginia's correctional facilities.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But not only did Rodriguez Haddock
got Eiffel Towered.
Get the Eiffel Tower. She had to resume her teaching career. Here's the best part. At a Catholic all-girls school because they couldn't trust her around teenage dong anymore.
Did she serve like jail time?
I don't think so.
Why?
Because who would press charges? She should have gotten, like, the golden apple or whatever the teacher of the decade
award
is. But
if it was a man, they would have served jail time, I bet.
And this is a very fundamental difference. Mm. If it were a man plowing two underage female students, we would be able to talk about him like we talk about Justin Wolf right now. Because they would be serving approximately equal bids in the Hooskow.
God, you men have it so hard.
We really do. You bitches peak at 17 and we can't touch till 18. So cruel.
You're
it is
jerk.
So cruel.
You're such a jerk.
I know. I just wanted to throw
that
out there.
I know.
My elder friend. Yes. My trigenarian friend.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to call you.
No.
What? You don't like being addressed as a trigenarian?
You call me DT.
No.
DTiva.
Daltern. We're going to get to the gay stuff. All the gay that happened.
Yes.
To talk like the internet. All the gay that happened last weekend. And there was a bunch of it.
Oh, yeah.
There was so much gay. But before that, I want to get into a movie that's being released today.
Okay.
And then we're going to use that as a stepping stone into a segment.
Great.
That's what we call a segue. Terminator Genisys is being released today.
Right.
I believe it is the fifth film in the Terminator franchise.
God, really?
Yeah, hold on. I actually had some...
Is Arnold in it?
Arnold is in it, and he was not. There we go. You Could Be Mine, Guns N' Roses. A song I heard approximately 600 times in the summer of 1991. So when Terminator 2 was released, I was like, I'm seeing the movie from that Guns N' Roses video, Mommy, and you are taking me.
Mother.
Take me, she did, to the film.
Mother took me to the film.
Anything to hear that riff. God damn, that is music. All you kids with your Kendrick Lamar, blow me. Music is a drunken Duff McKagan and Izzy Stradlin and Fat Matt Sorum on the drum kit. with his bandana around his forehead to hold back his fat sweat and conceal that Bret Michaels hairline of his. That's music, kids.
Oh, is that why Bret Michaels wears the...
Oh, God, really?
Did you ever see the clip of him at the Tonys?
No.
Oh, my God, it's so amazing. I'll show it to you later, but he hits his head really hard. You know, the Rock of Ages, the Broadway play?
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of their music.
You mean the movie?
Well,
with Russell Brand? Yeah,
shut
I know that.
Up. It was a Broadway play beforehand.
I think you got your chronologies reversed, no. But continue.
So they performed like a song at the Tonys. And, you know, they have all these sets coming down. And Bret Michaels just eats it, and the set hits him right in the head.
Did his hair come off?
No, it didn't. I wish.
If we were back in Pioneer days, and you wanted to see one hell of a disappointed Iroquois warrior... Put Bret Michaels under his hatchet, and he would reach down to do the scalping and just go,
what?
Just turn to the camera like the Bumblebee man.
Hey, what
Dios mio! Oh, yeah, that would be
what happened?
One sad red man.
You just said that.
What? We're Washington Redskins. I said that, too. Do you think there's... I transcend race, hombre.
All right, hombre. Cowabunga, dude.
Thank you, Kenny Powers. Yeah, so back to Terminator Genesis.
Yes.
Film number 5.
Wow.
It had kind of good hype going in.
Okay.
Terminator 1 and 2. In my like top 20-ish of all time. Terminator 2 maybe in my top 10.
I like 2 better than 1.
It really was. It's one of the rare sequels that really did expand on the original. But the original's great.
Yeah.
How?
I've only seen 1 and 2, so I can't talk about 3, 4, 5.
3 is one of those movies where you're like, this really didn't need to be made, but like...
It was entertaining still, or...
I'm not going to crap in my hand and fling it against the movie screen either.
Right.
I'm not going to be like, you know, Curious George getting fed the wrong chow. Terminator 4, Terminator Salvation.
Terrible.
That's where it's a sequel that actually makes you sad. It's a sequel that detracts from the goodness of the others. It's so bad. And it got me thinking, there are a lot of like bleh sequels in the world.
Okay.
But like, what sequels to you are so bad that they detract from what came before it? And I'm going to cut you off at the pass right now. I would nominate Godfather 3 for that.
Right. I mean,
which in
you
a
knew
vacuum,
I was going to say that,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to cut your balls off and see where you go from there while you're bleeding.
Right.
Not even that bad a film in a vacuum.
It really
but the
isn't.
Others were so good.
Yeah.
The others were so good.
They were just beautiful.
It's like if you were with a girl and your first 2 dates, she gave you like porn star sex. And then the third time you see her, she's like, hey, I really got to get to the office. Pull it out. I'll finish you in like 3 minutes. And she just yanks it like a stubborn lawnmower.
Still enjoyable, but
yeah,
not as...
You're like,
not
3 minutes, not bad, but I miss what we had.
Yeah.
That was love those first 2 times. Yeah. I thought I was in love, and now I'm not so sure.
But, I bought a ring.
But like, what for you is a sequel? So like... An example of a sequel that's obviously lesser than the first, but not a really crap one, Predator 2.
I haven't seen it.
Predator 2, it's not Arnold.
Okay.
It's like, it's Danny Glover. It's Bill Paxton.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Like,
it's all right.
If it comes on and it's like Sunday at 1 p.m., not NFL season, and like, I want to see a black guy pretending he's got a Jamaican accent. Oh, King Willie gonna take your soul. I'm like, that's my Jamaican accent.
Yeah,
by the
that
way.
Was wonderful.
I'm like, you know what? What the hell?
Let's, right? Let's you know what? You kind of threw me a curveball. Like, right now I'm thinking about sequels that I think are better than the first film.
No.
I know.
That's not the
That's
segment.
Not the segment, though. So you really threw me for a loop. John P.
You mean the 30 seconds of prep time that I allowed you before we dove right into this before recording?
Yeah.
That was not enough for you?
So what's one for you?
Okay. I don't know. Again, we're going to get to the sci-fi. I don't know where Aliens versus Predator fits in, if it's an Alien film or a Predator film, but for the purposes of this, I'm going to say it diminished both franchises.
Okay.
Horrible film. I think every slasher film beyond the first in their series is crap.
Yeah. That's like, obvious, though.
Nightmare on Elm Street 2.
Terrible.
Garbaggio.
Mm-hmm. First one I loved.
First one's very watchable. Very Scream, young.
Scream 2,
Johnny
terrible.
Depp.
Yeah.
Yeah, but did Scream 2 actually, like... Okay, here's one. Not that I thought I held the first in high regard, but American Pie 2. That was so crappy, I was like, why did I even enjoy the first? Did I even enjoy the first? And I went back and kind of discovered I didn't.
I saw that one in the theater.
Oh, American Pie 1 I definitely saw in the theater.
Oh, no, American Pie 2 I did.
Oh, no.
With Peter Vint and Jesse Nielsen and my brother.
Oh, no. That was one of those flicks that we were pumped about when it came out.
Right.
And, like, you look back, you're like, why? Even the first one's horrible. What, Eugene Levy and his eyebrows? Is that
is that enough?
The pie effer? And I saw What's-Her-Face's Jugs, Shannon Elizabeth. Remember when everyone thought she was hot?
She's hot.
I'm not saying she's not, but, like, I feel she was, like, a little ahead of the ethnic curve, like, 20...
She was very, like, 90s hot.
10 years later, I feel like Kim K came along and was like, look, I'm swarthy and sexy, and she pulled it off.
Yeah.
Like, I think, I don't know, Shannon Elizabeth is almost like Kim K's Martin Luther King. Like, she opened doors for that girl. All right, worst sequels ever. Rolling Stone. We're going to go through this. We're going to see if we agree.
Okay.
How's that?
Okay.
Oh, God. All right. They nailed it out of the park on the first try. Star Wars 1. Phantom Menace.
Oh, terrible.
Jar Jar Binks. The definition.
Terrible.
Of a film that diminished everything before it.
Terrible.
I think you could not see that film and then go back and, at the very least, not write off Return of the Jedi.
I'm, like, getting angry right now.
I mean, that's what you look back and you saw all the seeds of what came in the seeds that come. I get it.
Yeah, I got it.
You could see all of it starting in Return. Yeah. And you're like, God, we just nipped him in the bud before he was allowed to do this. And now he has been. And it's horrible. All right. Now we have to skip ads. I love this.
Oh, yeah.
See, they listed Terminator 3.
And
I give it a pass.
Okay. You give that one a pass.
Jaws 2.
Oh, terrible. But I enjoyed it. Michael Caine.
I'm not...
I like anything with Michael Caine.
Okay. Oh, here's a good one. Hangover 2. I feel that... I'm
sorry. I didn't see it.
The Hangover, mark my words on this, is going to be this decade's American
Pie.
Where people lost their minds over it. I remember back when I was like picking up chicks online. Every girl was like, Wedding Crashers, The Hangover, in their MySpace profile to show,
right,
like,
right,
they're the funny, zany ones. But
right,
it's like, it's just cool dude humor.
Yeah.
Like, I'm Bradley Cooper, I'm so badass, and I treat people like S. Get it?
Yeah.
It's like, that's, you're like the funny jock. I hate you.
I think I jumped the gun on Michael Caine. I think it might have been the guy from Cocktail, but go on. Sorry.
Oh, the guy who's in FX? Is that the Cocktail guy?
I don't know. But the guy in Cocktail.
Okay, we're going to have to look up Cocktail Guy. I'm just going to Google Cocktail Guy. And
okay, wait, what's next? What's number three?
I just, Hangover 3.
Oh, no, what's, Hangover 3 is number three?
No, Blues Brothers 2000.
I never saw it.
Me neither. I'd be a liar if I said I had.
Yeah.
I can only imagine it diminished the first.
Oh, I love that movie, Blues Brothers.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay,
that was
like
constant repeat in my house growing up.
I know, your dad's a quirky guy.
Yeah.
Here's one. And this suffers from Godfather problem. Exorcist 2.
I never saw it.
I couldn't even bring myself to watch more than like 15 minutes.
Well, The Exorcist, I know, is one of your favorite
Exorcist
movies.
Exorcist 1 is in my top three.
I know it is.
Of all time. That is like one of those 70s masterworks.
Mm-hmm. Great movie.
Matrix Revolutions.
Never saw any
Number
of those.
Three. What?
Why I'm sorry.
Why did you set me up to play the sequels game? I'm just sitting here yanking it in the corner.
This was your idea.
Yeah, and you're like, I'm a huge movie buff. I'm going to do so well on this.
But so many of these movies are like sci-fi movies, and I don't watch that.
Oh, great. What do I have to... Was there like My Fair Lady 2, Cock-a-Doodle-Doo?
No, because My Fair Lady was...
Ends with a suicide?
No!
Oh.
She picks up his slippers.
Like a good woman.
Like a good woman should.
In her mouth. And then it pans up. And she's got a bee plug in. Yeah.
And Rex Harrison has a whip.
Yeah, very dominant tease fashion.
Yeah.
The Matrix. I'll punch out after this.
All right.
You're not playing along. You just want to get to your little gay segment.
Can you stop?
No.
You're being mean.
I'm not being mean. I feel like Pearl Harbor on
December
7th.
You're just in a bad mood because you have to go to KD later.
We'll talk about King's Dominion.
Okay.
Later. God damn King's Dominion. Spot on by this, by the way. The third film. A lot of people got out of The Matrix with the second film.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot. A lot were like, it doesn't live up.
Okay.
To me, it's the definition of a Predator 2 sequel, where okay. You're like, okay, it wasn't as good, but let's not write this off. Matrix 3.
Terrible.
They abandoned the computer world that looked so cool, and they just had like this futuristic, they're all cave dwellers. Like, it's one of those films, much like George Lucas, where it's so bad, you realize that the filmmaker didn't understand what was so good and revolutionary about their previous efforts.
Oh, that's kind of sad.
Yeah, you're yeah. Like, you're no better than me. Like, you just threw S against the wall and the right S stuck. Like, they got so...
You were a fluke.
You fraud! They didn't understand that what made The Matrix awesome was, like, living in a computer world and the whole green tint to everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Neo's taking bullets and, like, you know, I don't know, maybe this is Terminator 2, but making his arms into blades. That's definitely Terminator 2. Neo can fly, though. And they abandon that to continue their own mythology. And you just realize their head's, like, completely up their ass. They just want to follow their story
yeah.
rather than put what's cool on the screen. And we go back to Zion. And we see a bunch of people living in caves. And, like, everyone in the future, they don't have Old Navy in the future. They're just, like, wearing what looks like car upholstery that they sew into vests. And you're like, what? No one sells jeans in the future?
You're getting so angry.
We have a goddamn spaceship you're flying around in, but we don't have chain clothing?
Your face is turning so red with anger.
It's so annoying. It's so annoying. Why?
Stop. You're making me laugh.
In the Wrath of Khan, when they find Khan in the desert, everyone looks like they're wearing garbage bags. It's like when you're a kid and you're pretending you're a cast-off. And you're like, I remember fashioning myself shoes out of like newspaper bags I just wrapped around.
When I was a kid, I used to pretend I was rich as hell. You used to pretend you were a cast-off. That was your game?
I knew where I was going. I knew my future. Let me go duct tape my sneaker now.
Look, Mom, I'm poor.
I'm poor, Mother.
This is fun.
I'll never be able to afford a good home for you. You'll be in the bad home where the Jamaicans will rob you.
Oh my God.
Beat you.
Oh, my God.
King Willie's daughter will steal your last pair of father's cufflinks.
Oh, my God. Like how that was your game as a kid.
The poor game. Yeah, they all look like they're playing the poor game. They're just wearing crap. Like, I'd like to think if I crash landed or if I were just in some hellish future, I would just be in what I'm in now with a hole in it.
In your Goblin Gallop 5K race t-shirt.
Which I never even ran. I just yes. stole this shirt off the floor of a radio station I worked at. It was there for 3 months, and I just thought, someone needs to give you a home, Goblin Gallop.
I've seen you rock that a few times.
I love the Goblin Gallop shirt. It makes me look active.
So did you run the 5K or the 1K fun run?
I could maybe handle a 1K. It's like a half mile, right?
I don't know. No idea.
It's called a fun run because you had to hold a marshmallow in your ass for the entirety of it. And if you drop it, you eat the marshmallow.
Was that another game you played when you were a kid?
Yeah. It was called Fun Run. Yeah. But, like, in the future, the Matrix, why isn't there some guy just in a Jerry Rice jersey with a stain on it? You know what I mean? Like, no one's explained that. No one's in a Yankees cap that just has like half of the bill shot off.
Yeah.
Oh, no. We're all wearing like capes.
Yeah, we know there was a post-apocalyptic war, but
yeah.
It didn't destroy all the Yankees merchandise.
Exactly. And somehow, after the apocalypse, everyone's wearing medieval boots.
Yeah.
Like, everyone has thigh-high boots. That's suddenly the fashion. They didn't just, like, raid a Kmart for its leftover pairs of Timberlands. Everyone looks like they're goddamn cosplaying with Merlin. I hate every future that's ever been depicted short of Blade Runners. That's it. Blade Runner got it right. Flying cars, lots of smog. Ta-da. There's the future.
Ta-da.
Deckard Cain isn't running around in Robin Hood boots with a mismatch.
With a burlap sack.
Yeah, just a shirt that's like half gray and half red.
Yeah.
Looks like something Tupac would have worn to the Source Awards. Oh, my God. Looks like something Cuba Gooding Jr. wore in Boys in the Hood when Ice-T is like, damn, you looking tight at the barbecue. You all right there?
Your
water's coming out of the nose.
Yeah.
You sound so sad right now.
You're making me laugh.
Sounds so devastated.
I'm so happy.
Oh, God. All right. Well, we're done with the movie sequel segment, I guess.
Yes.
You're really choking.
Oh, man. Okay. I'm good.
Okay. Well, now I'm going to let you take over.
Okay.
Today in gay news, some big things happened for the gays, your people, this week. Stop, don't pass it on to me. This is your segment, Eva. Let's hear you shine, kid.
I can't stop coughing. I'm sorry.
Well, we're just going to wait until you
no,
can do it.
No, stop. Okay. As we all know. As we all know.
Sound like you just did the fun run and then ate the marshmallow.
SCOTUS passed the law that gays are allowed to marry in all 50 states.
Yes, they are covered by the 14th Amendment, which I thought was one of the slavery amendments. Am I wrong?
I don't know. You would know better than me.
I think there's like three in a row that are like slave this, slave that. I thought it was like 12 through 14, but I could be wrong. How many are there? Are we up to an even 50 by now? One for each state?
But now they're free to marry. I'm sorry.
I love your voice. Oh, my God. Okay, God. All right. Work on your trachea. You sound like a baby that just spit up. A baby that apparently talks.
Yeah, big baby.
Yeah.
So they're free to marry in all 50 states.
Oh, I thought you were waving me on. But
which is amazing.
That is a big thing, because previously it was a patchwork of like state-by-state law, and everyone on Facebook was like, yay, the gays can marry in my state now. And it seemed like, you know, popular opinion was certainly behind that for the most part. And the tide was, again, working its way through. But I think a lot of us felt, well, like a really Christian deep south, I don't know if this is going to happen anytime soon.
What do you think, like, is there going to be some sort of backlash? How does it... Okay. I'm not very smart, as we all know.
No, you can't drink water, apparently.
No, so. I can't. It went down the wrong hole. But
said Mrs. Rodriguez.
Oh, good. That was good.
Thank you.
So if it's passed by SCOTUS, can
the Supreme Court of the United States?
Yes. Can different states like lobby to get it changed? How to?
All right. Well, I slept through civics class.
Okay. So did I.
The only thing I remember is I spoke German to my civics teacher, Mrs. Don't remember her name, but she was being bossy with me, so I answered, "Ja, mein Führer." And it turned out she was Jewish and did not take kindly to that.
Uh-oh.
But she should have appreciated the fact I thought she was that authoritative. I meant it in a good way. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. This is great. Pappy's Lung Cancer Hour is great radio. What did you sound like before the musket ball got you in the lung, Grandpa? You're gonna vomit! You're gonna vomit! go out of the studio if you're going to puke. Oh, my God. You're crying. Your face is red. And it looks like you're going to upchuck. All right, guys. I'm going to pause the studio recording right now because I wasn't kidding. It really did look like Eva was going to vomit. So I'll get back as soon as I burp her like a little babe.
And we're back.
Aw, you're all better.
I'm better.
No, you're not. You just said, I'm better. Oh, my God.
Sorry, guys. I apologize about that.
You're not better. You still sound like a ragged hell, but it's okay. The audience loves you, Eva. So your
you made me laugh as I was taking a sip of water, and then it went down the wrong hole.
I can listen to this all day, but only because I'm like, I did this to her. All right. She's standing up now. Oh, you're going to stand and record. I can do that, too.
This is much better.
We're going to do the standing hour. I should actually do this just to burn a couple calories off my fat ass. I already lie like a stage 4 cancer patient in my bed as soon as I get home, playing Nintendo 3DS on my back.
I do that with Netflix.
What, just hold the iPad above you?
Yeah.
Like Elvis. There. When he installed a huge tube TV above his bed. Or no, he had the TV glasses.
No problem, me.
Yeah. We'll make it happen. Call Dr. Nick. God, my foot's killing me.
Call Dr. Nick.
All right. So, yes, the Supreme Court last week legalized gay marriage in all 50 states using the 14th Amendment to do so. And I don't know about your Facebook feed, but mine was just awash with rainbows. Oh, we had
mine
music
too.
We were going to play during this. And we're going to do
mine
it.
Too, oh, and it was beautiful.
The Pet Shop Boys covering the Village People's Go West. Because if there's anything gayer than a Village People song, it's a Village People song covered by the Pet Shop Boys. There you go. This is just like gay pizza with gay mozzarella baked into the crust.
Yeah.
This is the gay stuffed crust pizza of the music world.
I love it. No, I'm really happy for all my friends. Like, I have...
You have a lot of gay friends?
I do.
I don't have a lot of openly gay friends.
Well, you have me.
Oh, well, that's true. You play both sides. But
no, I don't.
I can't say that on air anymore, apparently.
What?
What?
I like men.
Sure, you like men only, Eva. They just okayed it for you to pursue that whole other half of your libido spectrum. But fine. Just spit on everything SCOTUS just did. Hide who you are. You know who wouldn't do that? The goddamn Pet Shop Boys. You watch this video. If you want to see maybe the gayest thing ever, gayer than any episode of Queer as Folk, you just look up the Pet Shop Boys Go West video.
Oh my God, this is hilarious.
It's the campiest thing. How perfect is it?
I love the black woman dressed up as Statue of Liberty.
How could you not?
In a red Statue of
Liberty.
To a
gay man, how is Lady Liberty not black? Let's be honest.
Well, I just want to say to all my listeners, you know, our listeners in New York.
No, yours.
Stop. I missed the Gay Pride Parade this past weekend, which I was really bummed about.
Did we not have one in D.C.?
We did, but I didn't go to that one.
So what was your excuse for that?
I
mean, New York's 3.5 hours away, but D.C. is like 30 minutes down the pike, my friend.
I mean, my excuse was I thought it'd be a bad idea for me.
Why is that? Too much partying.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And since that's not my...
You mean the gays weren't going to be reserved, like, with the Pride Parade the first weekend after marriage and
so
all 50 states?
So, since that's not really a part of my life anymore, I thought it'd be better if I stayed away, but I was there in spirit.
Oh, God. Really, like, I get it. You're being sober, and that's awesome. For one day, you can't sit around, do some poppers, dilate your BH, grab some glow sticks, pop a Molly... Go nuts?
No.
They would have loved you.
They would have. I would have had a great time. And
they would have, like...
You know what? Now I regret it. I do. I should have sucked it up and, you know, had more faith in myself, but
yeah.
I didn't.
Done some amyl nitrate.
No. What is that?
That's a popper.
A popper?
Yeah.
Anal nitrate?
Amyl.
Oh, Amel. I thought you said anal.
I think like George Clooney's wife's name, right? I could Anal. Be wrong on that.
Yeah. Oh. It's Anal.
Angels. Wait.
No, it's Amal.
Oh, I was going to say, if her name's Anal, how has no one made this joke before?
No, Amal. She's beautiful.
Yeah, she's all right.
But I just... So that was my question to you. Sorry, before I had my coughing fit. Mm-hmm. Can states change that, or...
I think they can attempt to contend it, but it lays down a pretty strong precedent.
Okay.
I mean, not saying I'm a lawyer here, and right. again...
Where's Howard?
Yeah. Not saying he's a good one. No, yeah, the... gonna bring this down, but I'm never going to silence this in its entirety. Or Black Lady Liberty, who just appeared again.
She's amazing.
Yeah. Now I just want to listen to the song. States, I believe, with the Supreme Court doing this, don't have much of a leg to stand on if they attempt to challenge it.
Okay. Good.
Which, you know, here's where things go for me. And this is what I feel is the most fascinating aspect. Because to me, I'm not like a... I think you can only have objections to this on religious grounds, right? Like, there's no one is against gay marriage and is like, oh, I'm an atheist. I just screw the gays.
Right. It's probably just
like I think
very
you
religious Christian
to,
groups.
Yeah, which I'm.
Although wait. I said Christian groups, and I shouldn't just say that because I read an article that
they don't smile upon the gays in the Muslim world.
No, but I mean, I read an article that. A very, very strict Hasidic Jewish sect.
Not big on it either.
Hired Hispanic, like, day laborers mm-hmm. to dress
Did
up.
Did they need a deck built?
No, to dress up in, like, Hasidic outfits.
Did they pick them up from the Home Depot like I do?
Dress them up in Hasidic Jewish outfits to go protest at the parade because they wouldn't do it themselves. What? Is that the craziest thing you've ever heard? So there's like this poor Hispanic guy, like dressed in all, you know, the suit that the Hasidic Jews wear.
Yeah.
With like the long curls, the payas, and like the hat.
Yeah.
And he's just holding up a sign there, just like, doesn't really know what he's doing. You know, I'm sure they explained it, but like it says like, you know, God hates gay people. Gay marriage is an abomination.
But like, I don't get it. Like... If you don't want people to think the Jews are protesting this, why dress them
yeah,
as
why?
Jews?
Right.
And then if you want people to think the Jews are protesting it, why would you get Hispanics? Like, it seems like if a black guy was trying to ignite a race war, so he hires a white guy to kill the president, but then he makes the white guy wear blackface.
Yeah.
It gets very meta and confusing.
Hey, maybe it was really hot that day.
Like, no one's going to believe it's a black guy.
Yeah, my booby was sick.
I'm very confused by that.
My booby was sick. I couldn't go out. The trains from Brooklyn were a mess.
I mean, to me, look, I don't want to deconstruct religion a lot. Whatever you believe, that's fine. But, like, doesn't religion just seem so conveniently... to be like a guidebook for what civilization should avoid doing to die out?
I'm not sure what you mean.
Okay. There's a prohibition on eating pork and shellfish, mm-hmm. which are like, they get bad in the desert quickly. You get trichinosis and it kills you. Like, they just...
And they're bottom feeders.
I don't even know. That's it's just...
No, it's because my Jewish friend Mara told me that they don't eat shellfish because they're bottom feeders.
That's why they say it. But I think it's really because, like, I don't even like buying shrimp from the goddamn Whole Foods where it's sitting on a pile of ice. They're in the middle of the desert. Are you going to trust that shrimp? Like, if some guy's like, hey, I just fried up some popcorn shrimp. I got a coconut dipping sauce. Let's go crazy with it. They're in the middle of the desert. It's bad by then. Same with pig's meat.
I would still eat it.
It goes, I know you would. And then we'd be pumping your stomach 6 hours later as you're wheezing up water, too. And they're like, did you also drown? You're like, no, I just like putting things in my mouth.
That'll do, pig. That'll do.
But think about it. Why the prohibition, like in every religion, against contraception and against buggery, as we'll call it, like the British do. It's because your jizz was precious back then. Why do you think they vetoed whacking it, too? Every drop of that had to go into a woman just to keep the population numbers up.
Now we have way too many people.
Like 80% of you are dying because, I don't know, desert wolves are eating you, or like a like a tornado just sucks you up, or that the Red Sea kills you.
That is precious, precious jizz.
Oh my God, not a wasted drop back then. You're tugging it off, putting it on a guy's face? That's all. Of course that's bad behavior back then. We need to stay alive, goddammit.
Not you.
There needs to be religion now that's like, being gay is great. Go do it. Tug off as much as you want. Have you seen the population numbers, people? We're growing at a geometric rate. Yeah. The same way that Skynet learned before it killed us.
Stop procreating, people.
Yeah. There needs to just be a new religion discouraging marriage. Mm-hmm. If you are going to bang, do it with a member of the same sex and masturbate all the time. Like, that's what religion for 2015 should be.
God, I want a baby.
You should have gone to Pride and just been like, gay guys!
I should have gone. Oh, yeah. The pictures on Facebook, I'm jealous of all my friends that were there.
Oh, really?
I missed you guys.
Oh, God, did you have to lisp? That was offensive, frankly.
Well, I have more lesbian friends.
This show's better than that.
Okay.
I have a lesbian friend. And so thus I consider myself a friend of the community.
A supporter.
Yes, and I think I once took an improv class with a gay man, so I am pretty much a man about town at this point in my life.
You're so educated.
Mm-hmm. All right, are you fit to sit back down?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't have the roids kicking this weekend, so I can do just that. We're civilized.
And then you just moved a little bit.
Yeah,
butt.
I shifted to prove it. I can spin right around in this seat.
With the roidies.
Yeah. The Roy Rods.
The Ramroids.
Roy Rogers. That didn't even make sense.
Yeah.
Okay. We should do a King's Dominion mention, too.
Yeah. I'm jealous.
That, but I kind of, while I'm up on my soapbox, do you want to talk Confederate flag?
Sure.
All right, let's soapbox it up.
Okay.
Then I'll explain King's Dominion, and then we'll get the H-E double toothpicks out of here.
All right.
C-2000, shock jockery. That just went out of your speakers. So the big deal, who's it, Dylan Ruth Routh? What's his name?
Dylan Roof.
Okay.
I think.
But how's it spelled?
R-O-U-T-H?
Is it like the guy that played Superman? In that really bad Superman.
Might have been.
Speaking of sequels that diminished everything that came before them.
That's what we call a wraparound.
There you go. So ever since that guy shot up the historically black church in South Carolina, and thank you for having to add that. I like how you say horrible, like I'm barely concealing a smirk or something. So he killed, 9 black people in their place of worship. And
horrible.
Did it because he wanted to, I guess, ignite some sort of race war? Mm-hmm. Pretty much it sounds like some black dude banging his girlfriend.
Right. He made some manifesto.
Yeah.
You know, wrote some big thing about wanting to start a race war in South Carolina.
Yeah. Which, like, hey, buddy, get revenge in other ways. Bang a black guy's chick. I banged a black dude's white girlfriend. I don't think it gets cooler than that.
Did you really?
Yeah. Great. I'm like, what black guy sees that coming?
Greek effer coming over here.
That's the choose your own adventure page no one picked.
I'm trying not to laugh, so I don't have a
very controversial, who will I be cheated on with, choose your own adventure.
Yeah,
so since then, mm-hmm. the big push, and... Look, I'll admit it. It's a weird thing to focus on to some extent because the guy proudly brandished the Confederate flag as well as a Gold's Gym t-shirt. Mm-hmm. We're focusing on one of these two things in the aftermath of the incident. But there's been a huge push to remove the Confederate flag from
government
buildings. And, of course, there's a lot of Southern people that are like, look, the flag means nothing hateful to me. It's a Southern pride thing to me. And then there are black people that are like, and a lot of white people too, who are just like, you know, I want to sound progressive. And they're like, hey, it means hateful stuff to us too. And we associate it with nothing but slavery. To us, it's the South, and the South fought
and
to
lost.
Keep slaves. Yeah.
Yeah.
They, in essence, were, I don't want to call them terrorists, but they're rebels. They rebelled against the actual United States government. What do you want to glorify these guys for? At the very least, they're traitors.
Traitors.
To their
terrorists.
Country. Yeah. And if you're in the South, you're like, screw it. They fought for what they believe in. They didn't like people telling them what to do. And I think what I find so weird is that, are we all 10? Can we not process that there are different truths?
Mm-hmm.
That the human brain is a very flawed instrument. If this is like what you use as the grounds for, well, this is reality and nothing else is real, you're screwed. I mean, like, eyewitness testimony sucks. Your memory sucks. Your ability to perceive things, probably not that much better.
Right.
Why is it so hard for people to process that, like, the white people that put up the flag, for a lot of them, and don't get me wrong, the flag came back in the 50s as, like, a we don't like black people thing. Like,
okay.
It's a fake history thing. I'm pretty sure there was, like, a big window for about 100 years where the flag is like, who gives a crap?
Right.
And then it came back as like, we are not desegregating our schools thing.
Okay.
I think it doesn't take that long for that to then be forgotten and new people are like, oh, it's just a Southern pride thing.
Hmm.
It's the same way that, like, you know, kilt with the Scots.
Mm-hmm.
And every Scot's like, oh, it's a kilt. It's a proud tradition. Did you know it's a manufactured tradition? Kilts were forgotten. They really weren't worn for like hundreds of years by the Scottish. And then, like, I think the Scottish in America in like 1890s were just like, we need something silly to do with our weddings.
Right.
And all of a sudden it's like proud Highlander kilts. Yeah. You know, like, we've been wearing these for hundreds and hundreds of years, but it's BS that people just brought back and then assigned meaning to.
Do you think the government has the right to ban the flag?
I think the government itself, yes, because to my knowledge, I don't think the government proper falls under the free speech thing.
Okay.
I guess where I'm going with all of this rambling is to the people that very correctly state this just means like a Southern pride thing to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that. You got like, what, Molly Hatchet, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Tom Petty. They
right.
all just like fly this thing behind
right.
their stage set. I don't think those guys really hate black people.
Mm.
Maybe Molly Hatchet.
Maybe.
But I guess there comes a time where you have to be like, while this does not mean such and such to me, I do process
that it hurts
means it to other people.
Right.
And I like these people and I don't want to hurt them. It's much the same way I self-censor when
self-censor?
Well, I know it's a marvel to hear, but
right.
I could be dropping N-bomb this, F-bomb that, the other F-bomb.
Right.
I have nothing against black people. I have nothing against gays. But, like, I also find it childish to not say those words when they come up. You know, like, oh, mm-hmm. he said the N-word. You know, can we say it? We're all adults here, for God's sake. But you know what?
I just don't say it because...
You drop it a ton? Yeah, people might be like, hey, I don't like hearing that, period.
Right.
And so be it. I try not to say it on the air.
You know what? There was
I worked. Same deal.
I worked with a white dude once behind the
Great
bar.
Great story.
Shut up. Okay. And he would say it all the time. And finally, like, one of the bouncers came up and they had like a nice conversation. He was like, "Look, I just don't like it when you say that," and he stopped doing it.
Oh, how racist is it? If you want real racism in the media, how racist is it? I remember. There was a, God, who was playing? It was back when Rush Limbaugh said Donovan McNabb was getting way too much credit because he was a black quarterback, which, by the way, I think Rush Limbaugh was right about. Not the black part, but that Donovan McNabb in general was overrated.
Right.
Because, boy, the wheel came off of that SOB.
Yeah.
But they did a sketch before the game on Fox, you know, Fox NFL Sunday. And the crux of it is Rush Limbaugh's like, blah, 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 blow hard, I'm Rush. And then Donovan McNabb comes out of nowhere and, like, dives and tackles him. And it's like, why, when black people hear language they're offended by. Like, why is it always depicted that they just come and beat the hell out of the person saying it? Like,
I don't know.
Why aren't they just shown as someone who's genuinely hurt and is like, please don't say that anymore?
Right.
But no, it's always like, oh, the white guy said the N-bomb. Now the black guy's going to murder him. And right. It's cool because the white guy had it coming. You're like, I've never seen that
never
in
thought
all
about
my
that.
Days.
It's childish.
I've seen stuff said in front of other people. Like I was chilling with a black dude and an Indian dude, both friends of mine that I was working with back, some office gig. And the Indian guy just like figured, hey, I'm brown, I get to say this. And he dropped the N-bomb.
Mm-mm.
And like the black dude, huge guy, Southern as hell. So
yeah.
Like the N-bomb means something to this man.
Yeah. He's heard it once or twice.
His eyes bugged out for like a split second, just kind of like oh, Jesus, really? And then we just went back to like, it didn't matter.
Right.
My Indian friend wasn't picking up his teeth. He wasn't even like told, hey, don't do it. Hmm. There was just a split second of like, Jesus, really?
Well.
And then we went back to like having cigarettes when the rest of the company was like
at
the batting
working.
Cages. Oh. Yeah. No, it was like a company picnic.
Oh.
And like we just all walked off and smoked Newports because, well, I bummed them for my black friend. What? That's what he smoked. Stop being racist, Eva.
I'm just laughing.
It's true. He loved those menthols.
How did we get from gay pride to this?
You swallowed water.
Yes.
And then I took over the show.
Yes. Confederate flag. So what does it offend you when you see it?
Why would it? I think I have Confederate, like from when I was a kid and thought it was cool looking, I have Confederate flag crap somewhere in my room.
Hmm.
Like it fell in the closet somewhere, but I believe I have like a big, like 20-inch by 20-inch bandana that's like the South will rise again. And it showed a zombie Confederate soldier. I bought it when I was in high school. It had a zombie. Looked like a goddamn Iron Maiden album cover. My hands were tied.
I don't know. We were always taught in my house that it was a sign of hate, but my parents are lefties.
My dad's Greek. He could have cared less.
Right.
Like, the only thing we were raised to care about was the Redskins.
Right.
Because he came to this country pretty much right when Joe Gibbs took over.
Aww.
And so that was...
Something to believe in.
Yeah, that was the only thing on
I
my
love
wall
America.
A Redskins pennant. That's it.
I love America.
It still is in my room to this day.
My team will be good forever.
Oh, God. Oh, he's so lucky he died when he did.
Stop it.
Why? He went out like they had just been sold to Dan Snyder?
No, well, you're right. He is lucky.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Gotta find the upside, Eve.
I know.
All right, so this will be the last show we ever do because I'm going to King's Dominion, a Virginia amusement park, right after this recording.
I'm so jealous.
And I'm going to die on the roller coasters.
No, you're not.
I am. I'm going to come back, and I haven't decided if I'm going to look like Charlie Day playing Ron Kovacs with both legs in casts and in a wheelchair with the wig, or if I'm just going to be Stephen Hawking because, like... Not only am I in a wheelchair, but my vertebrae have snapped, and so my head is just like...
And you're going to... We'll do the show...
Oh, I'm just going to speak and spell the rest of the... Yeah. It'll just be like me speak and spell typing, and then a helper monkey dancing across a soundboard with fart noises.
Mojo.
Yeah.
Pray for Mojo.
And suddenly we will break. I in no way get amusement parks. To me, it's like...
I love them.
Maybe it's... I'll be honest, I also hate the beach because it just seems like they're
love the beach.
Trash magnets. I like private beaches.
Oh,
don't worry.
Privileged boy.
We took my mom to AC for her 70th like a year and a half ago.
That was nice of you.
Yeah, and I found the only, like, the beaches next to the casinos were horrible. Do you like black trash? Do you like guinea trash? I mean, pick your trash. It's there.
I love the beaches
Hispanic
in AC.
Hispanic trash, I hated it. But I kept driving out of town. And as soon as you get out of AC proper, there's like all these gorgeous beaches. So I just strut onto one. And it turned out like I found like a private one that belonged to like a Jewish community center.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I look Jewy enough that they let me in.
You definitely do.
Oh, boy, do I. And so like for the rest of the trip, my mom was just like, can we go to Jewish beach? I was like, yes, it's lovely. And we would just sit out there with some lovely Hebrews.
I like the beaches at the casinos.
No cigarette butts. no chunks of Miller Lite bottles piercing our little, our soft little white feet. Just a couple of Jewish kids running around, but not too quickly. Enjoying the sun. And that was fun, man. I'd just sit out. I'd read a little.
But not too quickly. None of you would be here if it wasn't for my David.
It was a blast. Like, I can get down with that. But I don't get amusement parks. Like,
I love them.
Why?
Because I like riding roller coasters. They're fun to
you're
me.
Just, the whole time I'm whipped around thinking about this is probably less maintained than my goddamn car, which if my car dies, I'm not going to be flung from a height of 5 stories to my death below. It'll simply conk out.
God, you must be a blast to be on a plane with.
Planes, I'm just like, whatever. If I'm going to die, like a bunch of people will die with me. So I don't mind that so much.
If I'm going down.
Well, yeah, because you can also just like lie to people and just like spend your 5 minutes going down, calling everyone and leaving voicemails like, oh, I loved you. You were the best. And then everyone's going to be like, he was so sweet. Like his last voicemail to me.
John, that was morbid.
Oh, you don't think about that?
No.
Oh, yeah, no, you can, and even better, just send a bunch of texts, just cut and paste them to, like, you know, like 50 girls and just be like, you are the only one for me. And then, like, maybe one of them will buy it and then they'll, like, dig some sperm out of your charred balls and she'll have your kid or something.
Aw.
Yeah. Aw, Bobby.
You're Bobby, your little legacy.
But,
you're gonna have fun.
You'll be surrounded by trash. I'm going to pay $5 per water bottle. I remember I went to King's Dominion once as a child. It's the only place where I ate pizza worse than cafeteria pizza.
Okay.
I remember telling my father that after he paid $20 for it back in like 1989.
Okay.
And he didn't make a ton of money, so he wanted to murder me. And then I'm going to ride rides that, like, this might shock you. I'm not a physical thrills guy.
Oh, no?
I'm not a visceral thrills guy. If I want to be thrilled, I want to read or watch it. I don't want to be on a motorcycle
or yank it.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, actual sex is tiring. Yeah. Watching professionals do it, mwah! Magnifique.
It's a glorious.
Yeah. So I'm going to spend the second half of today having my spine pulverized.
So just don't go on the coasters then.
And the next time you listen to Papa's Basement, I will sound like this. But then they're going to do the Ebert thing where they go through my old episodes and record me saying each word.
Okay.
So I'll be able to type it out and then you really won't be able to tell.
Yeah, it'll sound just like you. Except for when I have to change your colostomy. How do you say it? The bag?
Colostomy.
Yeah, your colostomy.
Good thing I just said it.
Yeah.
There'll be a hotkey for that one. It'll be used so often.
You'll just drink a bunch of coffee just to punish me before.
Hot and runny.
Eva, I need your help.
Feels like stew. That's how I picture colostomy bags, by the way. Just a Ziploc
of
taped
stew
to your side filled with beef stew.
Ew. Ew.
All right, then. Eva, thank you for doing another lovely show.
I'm sorry about my coughing attack. I apologize.
Okay.
All right.
Apologize to the listeners, not me. We're waiting.
I apologize, listeners.
Time will see if we accept. Time will see. All right, this was Papa's Basement. I'm John Papagiorgio. She's Eva Crickshin.
Yo.
The show's website in papasbasement.com. Go there for every episode we've ever done, as well as a bunch of my writing. It's a good time, and it's probably not blocked by your work's porn filter. So attack. If you want to help us out, first of all, tell your friends about the show. We realize it's dirty, but isn't that the best thing to share? Dirty comedy?
Dirty comms.
Yeah. It's not really ballsy if you're like, you know what was great? That Despicable Me. A lot of laughs for the whole clan. No, that's not good. What's fun is like Goodfellas. That's a black comedy. Lots of violence.
I love that movie.
Yeah. Sharing dirty stuff brings
Karen.
You closer together with people.
Still gonna go out, Karen. What kind of people live like this? He's not Jewish.
Please, tip the word out. Also, if you want to get a bunch of Papa's Basement stickers, I've had these lying around for months. just email me at inpapasbasement@gmail.com. Tweet me at Papa's Basement. I'm also very active on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Find us at facebook.com/papasbasement. We have one listener, Steve G. He's like the only guy that seems to like the Facebook site, but he milks the hell out of that
oh,
thing.
Oh, good. Thanks,
Keep
Steve.
Keep it coming, Steve. Yeah, man. Just, you don't even need to send a self-addressed stamped envelope. I think I said stealth.
Yeah. Self-addressed.
Close. Just hit me up, your address. I'll mail you a ton. Ravage your town with them. Put them on everything. Like, I don't know, stick them on the side of holy buildings. I don't care.
Yeah.
Maybe people will think it's like a new hate emblem, and my little sad clown face will go viral. All right, folks. And on that uplifting note, till the next one, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but